Moving on down the agenda, monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
I wanted to give you the balances for the end of March. GCR has is at $5,030,145.01, with having revenues of $3,428,702.31 and expenditures of $3,514,282.04. Wanted to let the commission know that at this month, $300,000 did go to the law enforcement tax fund for paying the, helping to pay the bond payment out of that, and it will be reimbursed by the end of the year. For the road and bridge, they are at 12, at the end of the month of March, they were at $12,454,304.45, having revenues of $2,665,092.18 and expenditures of $2,285,948.08. The sewer fund ended at $13,599,571.05. Revenues are $2,159,049.58. Expenditures is $2,796,669.02. And then the law enforcement tax fund is at the end of March was $301,509.70. The revenues was $831,725.01, and the expenditures was $1,653,186.20. Of those expenditures was that bond payment. Does the commission have any questions in regards to any of those numbers?
Will it be the month of April when it shows our payments with our quarterly payments? Will that come out in April, or does any of that reflect in the March? I think it'll be in April, won't it? We have all of our quarterly payments. You know, you have to make each quarter, like your whether it be the unemployment, the FICA, all of those?
I believe I will have to look that up.
Okay. Loggers? Has loggers come in? Was it in March's?
I believe it was.
It was. That's a big one, so that'll be...
Yeah, a lot of the expenditures this month, the expenditures normally, like in February for the benefits of the month of February was $216,602.74. Benefits this month was $341,368.
Came out of March's.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 458775, 458789, 458791 through 458831, warrants 7381 through 7388, and 4 journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 458790.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. approval of the previous meeting minutes for March 27th, regular session minutes March 27th, March 30th, March 31st, April 6th, April 7th, April 9th of 2020, and executive session minutes for April 6th and 7th of 2020.
Move to approve regular session minutes for March 27th, March 30th, and March 31st, April 6th, April 7th, and April 9th.
Did you want to approve one of those? Let me see. The March 30th, did you want to vote on that or not?
I was there later on in the day.
Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 6th and April 7th.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. We're going to skip over this and we don't, that's no longer needed. Is that correct?
No, you probably want to discuss that. Agreement on the wood chipper. Might want to discuss that.
I think so. I think you're talking about the demonstration. That's the next one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Demonstration agreement number 20-034 Road and Bridge, Vermeer.
No. Before that, there's an agreement for...
Agreement for wood chipper, Berry Companies Incorporated. I've got a mixed up video. Yeah.
Yeah. The agreement for the wood chipper through Berry Company.
Yes.
Incorporated number 20-032RB. I want to put on hold right now. Due to the revenues and budget. That would be for the purchase.
For the agreement?
Yes.
Did we go off a bid on that, or was it a...
It was off of Sourcewell.
Okay. And Sourcewell is good for a year? So they can't, it's not, the price won't change if we decide we had to have one by them.
You've talked to the company, have you
not?
Yes,
I talked to the company this morning. They called me back about 8:45. We could either put it on hold or do away with it, and we can redo another one if that's already got dates on it.
I'm sure it says the 13th day of April. We can change the date later on if we decide to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you on that.
Yep.
Now the next one we need
to do. For the demonstration agreement, we probably still need to do it.
We've never had to do a demonstration agreement with any other company for trying out a piece of equipment.
And we no longer had the equipment, right?
No, they came and got it last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain to him if he calls me on. Thank you.
Thank you. Term and supply agreement, HVAC repair services.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
I understand we're satisfied with all their services. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. No questions.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and HBV, doing business as Ed's Heating and Cool.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. I guess
it's Heating and Cooling.
Okay.
generator maintenance program proposal.
Did you have questions?
No.
Okay.
Generator, do you also?
Yeah.
So I was thinking.
Yeah. Baby Power Systems, number 20-039, maintenance. I have a letter dated April 7th from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, April 7th, 2020, and he reviewed the maintenance proposal agreement binding between Fabic Power Systems and Taney County, and he approves it to form.
It's our quarterly and annually.
Quarterly and annually?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've done this before?
Yeah, it's their generator.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go through and work on the turbocharge and everything.
Move to approve the generator maintenance program proposal, also known as agreement, binding between Fabic Power Systems and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I bring you a total of 6 court orders. They're erroneous assessments. It's 3 different properties, 2 different years, same owner. The notes I have, the property should be exempt because it's a government entity on all 3 properties.
That said, it's bought by the sewer district, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're just cleaning the book up. They've not been paid and right. Just cleaning the book. Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A for April 13, 2020.
Second with question.
We have a second with questions.
When did the sewer department buy it?
I don't know. Let me see if I can have it here for you. On this one, it shows January 28th.
Was it a 17?
What year? I'm sorry.
I was trying to figure out what year, yeah.
Yeah, this year. January 28th, 20.
So the 18th was already delinquent and they bought it?
Yes.
Do you know if they settled the taxes then?
No, I don't believe they did. Mm-hmm. It was when the government agency purchased it.
But when you have a delinquent year's taxes on it, they should have actually settled it then.
I say that, and I could be wrong. It takes care of it for that year, but doesn't take care of anything that was owed previous year.
No, it does.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes, I
that's
am.
That's the dumbest law.
But that's supposed to be handled in the title company. That should have been handled at the time and held out of his portion
right,
at the time
right.
And paid the 2018 taxes. But if they don't, if they mess up on that, you can't. Yeah, we went through that. I know.
I don't agree with it even in the middle of the year. But I thought it still just went back to that, the year of the purchase.
No.
It goes back and cleans up any prior.
But that goes on the responsibility of the title company and the, when they saw their taxes was due, they should have held it out and taken care of it at that time.
Our legislators are so wise.
Mm-hmm. One of those was March 9th, by the way.
Of this year?
Yes.
Was there some kind of agreement pending?
Those 2 years were forgiven because they...
18?
Yeah, 18.
And 19?
Yes.
But that should have been done in closing. They should have... Somebody... Who closed on it? Did it not tell there?